got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know we on that.
Staying like this, looking like a movie.
You know we on that.
And everybody know who the truth be.
You know we on that.
As low as I'm low on that movie.
You know we on that.
Welcome back to the Weekly Cowbell, and what a run it was for the Cornell men's basketball team. There's so much we've been dying to talk about, and who better to help us break down the games than star point guard and mid-major tournament MVP, Lewis Dale.
Here's the man.
Yep. Welcome back to the Cowbell, Lewis. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, let's get started right away. You guys were the trendy pick coming into the tournament. Everyone was talking about Cornell. You guys were in the New York Times, on Yahoo, and you guys fulfilled those expectations. You stomped all of your opponents in the first two rounds. What do you think the key to those first two wins were?
I just think we came out with a goal in mind that, you know, throughout the season that we wanted to make the Sweet 16. Like, we didn't just want to win the Ivy League championship. Yeah, we wanted to do that, but I think we were really focused in as a team and just kind of as a unit. We felt like if we didn't win, then our season would have been a disappointment, and I think that played a huge factor. Mm.
Lou, you really set the tone, though, for your team in that tournament. It seemed like every time the opposition was about to make a run, you just executed the offense perfectly. And I was wondering, how did you elevate your game to such a high level on such a big stage?
I think it was just, you know, we got 18 years on our team, and it was our last go-around, and we just kind of all wanted to go out fighting, you know. Just give it everything we had, and I think we were able to, you know, make some plays, and it worked out for us.
It did come to an end, unfortunately, against Kentucky. They have like 5 first-rounders on that team, possibly. They have a good team, but you guys were within 6 with 5 minutes left. You hit that big 3. From that point on, what do you think maybe you could have done differently if you had to replay it to maybe complete that comeback?
Yeah, I think we needed to get stops at that point. We needed to keep shutting them down from scoring, but I think after we cut it down to 6, they were able to get fouled and get to the foul line and make 2 free throws.
Cousins was huge.
Yeah, and kind of put it back to 8, and so, mm-hmm. You know, once they got that, they kind of got going a little bit, and then, you know, we couldn't really buy a bucket at that point, and so it was kind of hard to make it a game at the point.
Yeah, and unlike Milan, who was actually in Acapulco.
Well, I was supporting you guys for this, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was in Acapulco. I actually came to watch you guys in Syracuse, and to be honest, at halftime, when you were down 16, I didn't really know what to expect, but you really fought back and made it a game, and when you hit that 3 to cut it to 40-34, what was going through your mind? Did you think you were going to take it from Kentucky?
I was thinking, I was pumped. I was just like, you know, we need to get a stop, and that's the thing about basketball is once you get that momentum, you got to keep the other team from kind of regaining that control, and we weren't able to do that, but, you know, we were excited at that point. Felt like it was our game. And, you know, it was in our control, but, you know, things didn't work out for us. But, you know, maybe next year for Cornell basketball.
Yeah.
One thing that was different about you guys that I noticed this year was how loose you guys stayed. You know, like there's footage of you guys, like, throwing around a ball of tape before the game. Who was, like, the clown in the locker room to loosen the tension? Like, who was the guy that really did that?
I think, you know, Pete Reynolds and Andre Wilkins and a couple of those guys, they just, you know, like to joke around and keep the team loose and you know, not so stressed about the game. And
so it's a team effort.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, controlling those nerves in the NCAA tournament is huge. And I think we were able to do that and just come out and know that we were playing basketball, you know, a game we've been playing for most of our lives. And that,
yeah, exactly.
You know, just because we're playing in the tournament or against, you know, Wisconsin or Temple, that, you know, it's just another game.
Yeah, it was great to watch you guys having fun out there. Another thing I'd want to ask you is, so much was made of freshman phenom point guard John Wall for Kentucky. I mean, this guy is just an electrifying player, but you managed to outscore him 17-8, and you D'd him up pretty well. How'd you manage to do that, and what is it like playing against a player of John Wall's caliber?
You know, he's a great player. He's quick, just like everybody says. And I think as far as guarding him, it's a team effort sort of thing. You know, he's coming off ball screens, and you got to have a big or jet foot, you know, blast the screen or kind of keep him in check. And so we were able to do that and kind of keep him, limit him to 8 points, I guess. And
is he really as fast as he looks? Is he? He looks
in the
like
open
tight.
In the open court, he's pretty fast.
Yeah.
He might not catch him. So no, but he, you know, he's a great player and well deserving of, you know, the hype he gets and that sort of thing. And I'm sure he'll have a good career in the NBA.
Does he talk any trash out there?
He didn't talk any trash.
No?
He's actually a nice guy. So the whole team was, I would say. None of them were, you know, talking trash or anything like that, or just being a jerk. It was just, you know, we were just playing basketball, having fun. We were all competing, and, you know, that's what it was.
Well, you mentioned next year, like, the possibility next year maybe Cornell makes it back. You know, three straight Ivy League crowns. Everyone knew about Cornell's run this year. You guys were the story of the tournament through the first two rounds. What do you think this says about Cornell's basketball future? It's hard to recruit being in the Ivy League.
I think it holds well for us just because, you know, we made the Sweet 16 and kind of got our name out there now. And, you know, people, recruits who didn't know about Cornell before might know now and might be interested in coming. And, you know, I think it can only help. And so, you know, as we move forward, hopefully, you know, more better recruits and better student athletes will come and play for Cornell and not, you know, Princeton or Penn or all those Ivy League schools.
For sure.
21-26-17. Those numbers ring a bell, Lou?
Yeah.
Those were your point totals in the tournament. You had, obviously, a very successful tournament. And I was wondering, what does a success like that do for your basketball expectations for the future? And if everything were to realistically happen that could, what would this future be?
Well, my goal would be to make the NBA. So that's definitely what I want to do, and hopefully, you know, I have an opportunity to do that. I don't know about getting drafted, but, you know, maybe I can be on the summer league team or something like that and kind of take a back route into the NBA.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But we'll see. You know, if that doesn't happen, then I'll go overseas and play in Europe and, you know, kind of make a home there and play in there and just kind of having fun. You know, I love this game, and it's great playing, and so I just want to keep it going.
You have a team you want to play for, if possible?
I don't have a team. I just, you know, just go with the flow and see what happens.
Sure, yeah.
At least you're not being a banker like everyone else for Cornell, traditional Cornell path. But, you know, I picked Butler to win the national championship. You know, I really like them. We saw Duke just destroy West Virginia last night. Who do you like from here on out? What's your thoughts on the national championship?
I'm going to have to go with Duke.
Yeah.
And Coach K. You know, Butler's had a great run. They're a great team. Really get at it defensively, but I think Duke has too much size for them. You got Zubek down low, and then you got those brothers. I don't know their
Plumlee,
name.
Yeah,
but they're pretty big. And, you know, it should be a good game, but I think Duke will kind of edge them out.
But, you know, playing for Cornell, I thought you'd appreciate Butler's style a lot. You know, it's similar to you know, what you guys do, you know, the set plays, you know, they don't have the talent that, you know, other teams have, but defense, playing together, rebounding, you know, very similar style, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but I bet even you didn't expect that Duke would beat West Virginia the way they did last night.
I didn't. I actually, you know, seeing West Virginia and Syracuse, I thought they were going to be a real difficult matchup for any team. But, you know, the thing with their Achilles heel is that they don't really have a true point guard right now with their point guard getting hurt, breaking his foot, but you know, so I think Duke was able to take advantage of that by pressing during the game.
We'll let you get out of here soon, but one thing I want to bring up is I think everyone's heard your rendition now of the Friday Night Lights quote, the babies and the memories, and reporters just ate this one up, and you know, I wanted to know, what made you want to drop that in the press conference at that moment, and also on a second note, why do you think not only reporters, but really the nation as a whole embraced your team so much?
You know, I think to answer the second part of that, I think the nation kind of and other people embraced our team just because, you know, it's the Ivy League. Like, how many Ivy League teams are making the Sweet 16? You know, and we have this student athlete like really going for us. It's like our key, you know, like motivation and that sort of thing. And people, I just think, really respect that. And like the fact that we're students and that we, you know, we obviously must do pretty well to be in Ivy League school and be able to play basketball well. And to answer the first part, the babies and memories. It was, you know, like our team, we watch Friday Night Lights all the time, and it's a movie we all like, and we quote different movies all the time, and you know, that movie quote came up, and so originally Jeff Foote was gonna say it, because we wanted to have fun with the press conferences and just kind of say like little off the wall things, kind of catch people off guard, and so Jeff was gonna say it, and but after the game, he wasn't at the press conference, so then I was like, all right, I've got it, I'll take it, and so. You know, I worked it well into the question that was asked, and you know, we got a good response from people.
It did. It brought the house down. But, you know, glad to see that you guys really enjoyed the run so much. We enjoyed being a part of it. Before we let you get out of here, should we be getting excited for perhaps another year? You haven't passed your swim test yet, and you need one to graduate.
Yeah.
Is that a tease? Are you getting our hopes up? Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I only get 4 years of eligibility.
So, unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately, that. But I'll pass it. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
Kind of running out of time, but I gotta get on that actually.
Well, yeah, they take that stuff seriously. Like Sweet 16 doesn't excuse you.
Yeah, I know.
From the swim test. But,
well, yeah. Hopefully, if you don't, they'll change the eligibility rules for next year. But
we'll see.
It's been great having you, Lou. All
right, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. Check us out on CornellCast.
Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting, 10 for it, 'cause I seen